But let us take heed to our hearts how we hear these words. They are the words of God, Ephesians 5, verses 8 through 14. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful to even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. So one of the truths about our life apart from the Lord Jesus and the life of the Spirit in us to give us faith in Christ so that we would have the life of Christ in us and belong to him and live our lives as those who are Christ's and those who know that Christ is ours. One of the truths about the transition from our previous life to this new life in Christ is that previously, before you belonged to the Lord Jesus through faith, you walk in darkness. And once you belong to Christ and are made new, and he's given you new life, you walk in light. But if you pay attention to verse 8, it's not just talking about walking in darkness and walking in light. He says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. So there's, you know, the condition of the unbeliever is much worse than just being in darkness and not knowing what God says and not seeing what to do. The condition of the unbeliever is that they are darkness. That darkness and death is what is in their being. Anything good outwardly that they do or appreciate, you know, all of those kinds of things, that's a mercy of God restraining, holding back what they are in and of themselves. And one of the things that is amazing about what God does in us when he makes us alive to believe in Jesus and to belong to him is not only do we now walk in the light, but he says, you are light in the Lord. So the old self that was us outside of Christ gets killed when you trust in Jesus. Now there's a lot that's left over from that old self in you, and you fight against the remaining darkness and the remaining death. And you may get very frustrated, like the apostle sounds very frustrated in Romans chapter 7, about how much death is left in you from your former self. But the other thing he says in chapter 7 is that that death that you find always with you and that you're fighting against, if you belong to Jesus by faith, that death is not you. You in the Lord are life. You in the Lord are light. And as those two things are at war, you, trusting in Jesus, can rejoice that the one that is you in that battle is the one that is joined to Jesus Christ. You were darkness, verse 8 says, but now you are light in the Lord. And so he says, walk as children of light. The Lord Jesus is light, and he says, what? He who has seen me has seen the Father. And we know that the Father is unto us a Father of lights, from whom continuously comes everything good and everything perfect, And as we see the perfect goodness of Jesus, we see the display of the brightness of God's glory. God the Son, having become man, and being the perfect and great revelation of God Himself. Now, one of the marvelous things that the Holy Spirit is doing for us is He's making us to be more and more like Jesus. So not only has He made you light in Jesus Christ, but He makes you, as it were, brighter and brighter as He helps you kill the remaining darkness and grow and intensify the new light that is the life of Christ in you. Suddenly, hating your sin and stopping it, and loving righteous and growing in it becomes very exciting. Because now you're participating in this process that the Holy Spirit has started of making you more and more a picture of Jesus. Brighter and brighter light as He kills the darkness more and more. And in a world that is still darkness, the brighter you become, the more you show the goodness of what Jesus is like and what Jesus makes you like when He saves you. Now, that's uncomfortable for the world. Those who are in darkness don't like the light shown on them, because then it's revealed what they are doing. And those who are darkness dislike having light shown on them even more, because now it's not just a revelation of or an exposing of how bad what they are doing is. It's an exposing of how bad what they are is. But as how bad what they are is exposed, and how good what Jesus is displayed, and how good what Jesus does to those whom He has saved is displayed, the salvation of Jesus is displayed. And He gives you opportunity as you announce that the light King has come, and He's offered terms of peace where you may surrender and belong to Him. And by His Spirit, He makes you a light link and makes you to shine with His brightness. And that contrast is a big part of the announcement of Christ and His salvation. So what's happening in Ephesians 5 is you've got an age of darkness, you've got people who are light, and we're tempted to want what? We're tempted to want to fit in. We're tempted to want to not make people feel badly about themselves, because that's uncomfortable. And our remaining sinfulness not only wants to continue sinning, but it comes down in this conflict on the side of wanting wanting people to feel more comfortable around us being sinners. In fact, there are whole churches that their worship and their fellowship times are built around making it comfortable to be sinful there. And they teach a form of evangelism, we'll put that in fear quotes, that is designed around making sinners feel comfortable about being sinful with you. Now, sinners do like to be loved. And a big part of the light of Christ is loving them. And yet sinners that the Lord Jesus is bringing to repentance will enjoy that love and hate the sin and enjoy Christ Himself and turn to Him. And sinners that the Lord Jesus is not bringing to repentance, they will not like being around you even if you love them. Because your brightness, your godliness, the fruit of the Spirit in you is exposing their sin. So He says, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the Spirit. So you've got the Spirit versus the flesh. The Spirit, your new life in Christ. The flesh, who you used to be without Him. The fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. Now, the old nature always wants to find out what is acceptable to people. How can I fit in? How can I look a certain way so that people will like me? How can I learn the things that that people will like? How can I make them comfortable with me? But we are, verse 10, to be finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. How can I grow into this new life with the Lord that is light? How can I obey Him more, please Him more, reflect what He is like more, display Him more? And that doesn't mean how can I try to be as offensive as possible to others. But it does mean how can I love them in such a way that I know that they may find offensive, but I'm not trying to figure out how to not offend them. I'm trying to figure out how to please the Lord. And he goes on to say, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. Do I want to be with them? Yes. But when I am with them, what do I want to do? Have fellowship with their works or have fellowship with Christ's works? And if I have fellowship with Christ's works and Christ's works are light, what does light do to the darkness? It exposes it. He says, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep, arise from the dead. Be done with your darkness, be done with your death, and Christ will give you light. Now, this is... This can be a very uncomfortable way to live unless your great fellowship is with Jesus. So as you spend time with other people, especially people who are unbelievers, you remember that you're also spending time with the Lord Jesus. He is with you, and your great fellowship is with Him. Your heart is satisfied in Him. You're not nervous and anxious about what others will think of you because you have Jesus, who atoned for your sin and loves you, and you have fellowship with Him by His Spirit in that moment. And you now, in fellowship with Him, are loving the sinner, not by being like them, but being like Jesus and desiring that your Lord Jesus and His Holy Spirit will also give them life and light, even as He exposes what they are like. And the way He removes the discomfort from us in that situation is by the more and more you are realizing that you have fellowship with Jesus all the time, the less and less the discomfort of that contrast will be uncomfortable for you. Well, let's pray that the Lord Jesus would make us love our fellowship with Him and our display of His goodness in our lives. Our Father in heaven, we thank You that You have made Your Son, our Lord Jesus, to be the sunrise of righteousness for us, that in Him we who were only darkness and death in ourselves might have life and light, might even be alive and bright in Him. And we pray that You would help us to know the fellowship of Your Holy Spirit, that He would make our hearts and minds eager, not to find out what is acceptable to the world, but what is acceptable to You, that You would make us to enjoy this walking in fellowship with You, that this passage teaches and sets before us, that You would stir up our new natures, that our appetite for and hunger for fellowship with You, belonging to You, displaying Your salvation would be increased. We pray that You would remove from us this desire to be enjoyed by or appreciated by the world. We pray that You would help us not to be uncomfortable by the contrast between us and the world, but to to enjoy likeness unto you and to desire that that contrast might be eliminated by the exposing and eliminating of more and more darkness from the world. Grant that your gospel would go forth. Grant that more and more darkness would be exposed and eliminated. We ask in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.